Welcome back to True Vine Talks.
Yeah, it's a warm November day, and it's the leaves are popping, and we're loving it. Yeah.
It's looking like fall. I love it.
It's a variety of color out there, making it pleasant to be in.
Yeah. And November, as you just told me, is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Is that right?
That's correct. That's as far as I can understand. If I'm wrong, someone can correct me.
Yeah. I didn't know. I was unaware until this morning when you shared that with me. So I think that's really important, though.
We've got to talk about it. It's overlooked often, I think, that men struggle too because they got to be strong and provide and be tough and leaders and
They do not receive the empathy their entire lives growing up that women do. I think if a little girl falls down, the response that people give her is very different from if a little boy falls down. And
How do
that's
they re
where it starts.
And how do they respond to a little girl? They're more.
I think, not all of the time. This isn't like 100%, right? But I think most of the time people are like, oh my goodness, are you okay? They're there. And a little boy, it's like, you're all right.
Get up, toughen up. Suck it up. Those are terrible things to say.
Right.
Yeah, because
You're
their pain.
fine. I'll give you something to cry about. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. What's the difference between their pain and the little girl's pain?
None.
There's
They both
none.
fell down. Maybe they got hurt. Maybe they didn't. Maybe it was just scary and surprising. Right? I think both situations it would be okay to ask, like, are you okay?
How are you doing?
Yeah. Did you get hurt? Was that scary?
And boys need a lot of encouragement and validation, when Grant was growing up, like you have your little baby boy, when he would do, he would put a puzzle together. Or he would build a train track or, make a Lego set, build a Lego set. It's like, good job. You did a good job. That looks so nice. Look how well you build. And hearing that would motivate him to explore more and I think expand his horizons where some people don't, they're kind of slow to validate men, I think. On some level, like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I try really hard, even when I see my son struggling with something, like he's not figuring the puzzle out. You're doing so good trying. Like, you're doing so good working on that. No, just like praise the effort, even.
And that encourages him to go a little further the next time he
Yeah.
tries.
Not just get mad and give up because you didn't get it right.
So yeah, I think we should be generous with positive affirmation for our boys, our young men, and even into adulthood. The greatest fear that I've noticed, Rachel, when working with men is the fear of rejection from women. The woman that matters the most. Seems to be a tendency among a lot of folks. So,
I think rejection and failure are the two most common that I hear. Yeah.
And failure, in what ways do you think they fear failure or have that fear?
I think any and all ways, really. like failure in relationships, failure in career. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have to give it 100%, and winning is everything. And not winning means I'm losing. And that's just that kind of black and white thinking. That's difficult as a man to be like, well, there's no room for messing up. I've got to win. Just always got to win. I've got to be the best. I've got to be the strongest. I've got to be the most macho. I've got to
Yeah.
make the most money. Just, it's a lot of pressure.
I think that ties back to the like longing for praise and encouragement and feeling appreciated and valued and thinking that that's the only way that they can get that kind of connection from other people because that's been their experience for the majority of their life, whereas they have not received authentic connection if they expressed sadness, fear, anger. People shame them for that most of the time, or invalidate it, or move away from them. And so they're just taught over time, experience after experience, to not share, to shut things down, to stay quiet, and just bottle everything up. Which is so sad for all men.
It just doesn't work. And that's brought me into the reel I watched last night. I just sent it to Rachel. I was like, remember the Princess Bride, the wonderful movie we all love to watch. And what he always, the farm boy always says to her is, as you wish. Every request she makes, he says, as you wish. And it's kind of like, when I watched that, I thought, wow, men are kind of, by our culture are kind of taught to be super, is it passive or just more agreeable with whatever people want them to do? I mean, and women, especially the women they love, it's, they feel they gotta be agreeable.
To be a helpful person, to the people that they care about. So the in the clip that you shared with me, it's like she eventually realizes that the reason he says as you wish is because he's in love with her. So like he cares about her, and so he's going to respond to what she asks for and meet her needs. While, and it's a great example, right, of like he's doing his best to meet all of her needs and not communicating any of his own, not getting any of his
There it
own needs met.
is. And what does that teach boys as they're watching that movie, if they do watch the movie or similar movies like that? This is good.
Like so teach like serve your wife, serve your family, and don't have any needs of your own.
Say yes.
Say yes, be a yes man. Which leads to what I hear from men in when I'm working with couples all the time, or even individually. This is like, I feel like I'm only loved and valued for what I can do for others.
There it is. And when you say, well, what would it be like to not do? Well, I won't feel love if I don't do. So, it's they've been conditioned to just say yes to everything, that all the needs from the family being placed on them. And we know women do thousand things.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We're talking about men today because it's men's
Exactly.
mental health.
Yeah. It's not black and white. Just because we say, men do this doesn't mean that women don't. Let's keep a broad understanding that we're just zooming in on men's mental health for today because it's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Yeah, we know women are caretakers and nurturers and
We do a
also
lot.
taught to be very submissive in certain situations. But especially in the Appalachian Bible Belt with a lot of Christian values in a lot of homes, men are taught to be a servant in their faith. I hear that a lot. There's a lot of discussions that happen in my office around that.
When does it become that they lose themselves in that? Like who God made them to be?
I think it's like the culture, really. It's like my faith tells me to serve and not only serve God, but to serve my community and to serve my family and, friends. And in that, like you're saying, like they do eventually lose themselves because they're not serving themselves, because
No.
that's viewed as selfish.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then, sometimes when I bring it up, God himself, Jesus went off to the mountain, was gone for 3 days, and maybe it's three, maybe it's two, I don't know. I'm not a theologian, but he spent a lot of time away from people, and so I'm not always sure why people don't think that they need time away, especially men if they're servants of the people. It's you can't sustain that because you're not a Superman, and that's okay.
Yeah, you're not meant to be.
And so just asserting, hey, I've got some needs too. I'm gonna take a little mountain getaway here or something, or for vice versa, women go somewhere and they get a little spa weekend or do what they need. So just giving them permission to have unmet needs. Because I mean, that would be draining to always be taking care of people. As you wish. And then what happens later on in the relationship, they've said they've treated her so special, right? Like, and that's wonderful. Of course you want to dote on and love and nurture and be so sweet to your wife, of course, or your spouse or whomever. And then you keep saying as you wish, but what happens is they start to feel resentment because they're like, I've made so many concessions. I don't know how did I get here? Like, why is the expectation so high?
I don't feel seen. I don't feel appreciated. I feel like this is expected of me and not truly valued. I don't feel loved and cared about for who I am as a person, only for what I have to offer, what I can do for people.
And those acts become what? When the man is doing all these acts, but they're not feeling it in their heart, what's happening inside?
Incongruence, right? I'm continuing to give and pour into others and not feeling that like that is reciprocated. And so that leads to resentment, like you said. And so then what usually happens is a cycle starts to show up because if the man is having a bad day or something happened, he's feeling sad or anxious or upset about something. When he tries to share that, it comes out not as vulnerability, But as criticism or anger, and so it's taken the wrong way, and we can feel like there's never any empathy for what he's going through when, from the outside perspective, like you're not communicating this in a way for your partner to receive it. Does that make sense?
That makes great sense. So on that day that you were feeling sick and she asked you to detail her car, this is just
Or
hypothetical,
making stuff up, yeah.
making stuff up, and she doesn't notice that you're sick because you kept saying as you wish, honey, as you
Well,
wish.
but most men are just so good at hiding. I mean, they've become true like professionals at masking in society. People don't know when they're having a bad day usually, or if they're not feeling good, because they just have this ability to like, suck it up and move on as society has taught them to do.
Yeah, exactly. So in that scenario, he says, I just can't do it. I don't feel, he might assert, I don't feel like doing it. What do you mean you don't feel like doing it? You always do it for me on the weekend or something. And then off they go. She doesn't know that he's been feeling bad. This just sort of came out of nowhere. Or that he was stressed at work and he didn't want to share that with her because he felt like he would burden her. And he doesn't want to burden his lady or his partner. And so then they're off to the races there. Because that doesn't make sense. You've taught her, conditioned her as you wish. As you wish. Keep giving, and then your gives are gived out.
Yeah. And then her being disappointed or upset in that moment validates the I'm only lovable for what I have to offer unintentionally. And it's just experiences like that over time that just continue to reinforce that belief of self. I'm only valuable for what I have to offer. Nobody cares about my pain.
Nobody cares about my pain. They only care what I bring to the table.
Right. Yeah, which conditions them to continue shoving the pain down, bottling it up, and just serving others, right? Just doing tasks, because that's what I'm, loved for, just completing tasks.
And so
So lonely. Lonely is the word that comes to mind
lonely.
when I hear
Yes,
that.
Rachel. Where's the care system coming from others to him in that moment? There is none. Yeah, that's good. So, what will we suggest for our male listeners about how they might communicate to their partner a little something different than as you wish? Something different.
Yeah, like how would someone sit down and share with their partner, like sometimes I'm afraid that I'm only loved for the things that I may can do to help this family or to help you.
Just like that.
That gets to the root of it. Right. And it's a lot more gentle than you only care about what I can do for you. You're selfish.
Yeah, and then the name calling and then the blow up, right? So he wants to think about what are my unmet needs in this relationship? Rather than just task doing for her or him or whomever, what is my unmet need? And maybe check in with yourself and say, what do I need in this relationship?
Yeah. And if you're in a relationship with a man, and you're listening to this, may consider when was the last time my male partner really opened up to me? When was the last time he shared that he was sad or anxious or upset about something? Because I guarantee he has been.
Yeah. Right. Don't assume that they're okay. Yeah. Don't assume that. Check in. Check in. Yeah. I like those daily check-ins too. It's like, so how was your day and what happened for you? You know, we got to bring that back, those check-ins.
What was the best part of your day? What was the worst? What's something you've struggled with this week?
Yeah, for sure. So I think we need to break those stigmas some more around men's mental health, because the suicide rate's higher for men, and we want them to be able to be vulnerable and open with people and come to counseling and feel safe about their humanity and not that they're Superman.
Right.
It's, yeah.
And that is also something that comes up in a lot of couples sessions, like a male partner believing that he needs to be Superman.
Yeah.
Have
It's a
all the
lot of weight.
answers, make everything okay, rescue and save everybody.
Yeah.
It's too high, it's unrealistic expectation, right?
Yeah. Too great of expectations. Yeah. So we just want to honor men this month and just kind of recognize maybe some of those things that show up for them, you know. So,
You matter, your feelings matter.
yes. Yeah. And you're
You're
doing a great
just as
job.
much as everyone else is, and you're doing a great job.
Yeah. So we need you, and we thank you for, you know, doing the hard jobs like building these bridges out here. I see the construction men out here on the interstate, and I'm like, that looks, I pass out 2 hours in, I pass out. I couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't do all those things that they're out
Oh,
there
the
doing.
jackhammering and all that equipment and stuff.
Oh my goodness, the dirty jobs, you know, the things that I'm like, how are they doing that? You know, just want to honor the fact that they do some really hard jobs that I, for one, couldn't do. I just couldn't do it. There might be some tough women that can do it. I'm
There
just not.
are,
There
for
are.
sure. Yeah.
Definitely. I'm not one of them. So thank you, men. We just want to show some gratitude and appreciation for where you are and your unmet needs. And we want to honor that this month. So yeah.
Yeah, and we just want people to be open-minded and consider that just because someone looks okay doesn't mean they are.
Nope. Yeah. That is so true. And if you know a man that seems to be isolating, hey, give him a call, text him, check in. You know, sometimes they just need to hear that someone cares.
Don't
So,
we all, right?
we all do.
Feels good.
That's good. We need to know. So, yeah. Well, we hope you
Absolutely.
enjoyed our little brief podcast today. And if you or someone you know needs mental health help, please go to our website, www.truevine.com.
WV.com.
Thank you. So,
Teamwork.
teamwork.
Until next time, everybody take care.
Bye.
Bye.